नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. This is the narration of Mohini Murti found in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, the demons became inimical toward one another, throwing and snatching the container of nectar. They gave up their friendly relationship. Meanwhile, they saw a very beautiful young woman coming forward toward them. Upon seeing the beautiful woman, the demons said, alas, how wonderful is her beauty! How wonderful the luster of her body! And how wonderful the beauty of her youthful age! Speaking in this way, the demons quickly approached her, full of lusty desires to enjoy her, and began to inquire from her in many ways. O wonderfully beautiful girl, you have such nice eyes, resembling the petals of a lotus flower. Who are you? Where do you come from? What is your purpose in coming here? And to whom do you belong? O you whose thighs are extraordinarily beautiful, our minds are becoming agitated simply because of seeing you. What to speak of human beings? Even the demigods, demons, siddhas, gandharvas, charanas, and the various directors of the universe, the prajapatis, have never touched you before. It is not that we are unable to understand your identity. Oh, beautiful girl with beautiful eyebrows, certainly Providence, by his causeless mercy, has sent you to please the senses and mind of all of us. Is this not a fact? We are now all engaged in enmity among ourselves because of this one subject matter, the container of nectar. Although we have been born in the same family, we are becoming increasingly inimical. O thin-waisted woman, who are so beautiful in your prestigious position, we therefore request you to favor us by settling our dispute. All of us, both demons and demigods, had been born of the same father, Kashyapa, and thus we are related as brothers. But now we are exhibiting our personal prowess in dissension. Therefore, we request you to settle our dispute and divide the nectar equally among us. Shukadeva Goswami then continued, having thus been requested by the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of a beautiful woman, began to smile, looking at them with attractive feminine gestures. She spoke as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini, then told the demons, O sons of Kashyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute. How is it that you have so much faith in me? A learned person never puts his faith in a woman. O demons, as monkeys, jackals, and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships and want newer and newer friends every day, women who live independently seek new friends daily. Friendship with such a woman is never permanent. This is the opinion of learned scholars. Shukadeva Goswami then continued. After the demons heard the words of Mohini Murti, who had spoken as if jokingly, they were all very confident. They laughed with gravity, and ultimately they delivered the container of nectar into her hands. Thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having taken possession of the container of nectar, smiled slightly and spoke in attractive words. My dear demons, if you accept whatever I may do, whether honest or dishonest, then I can take responsibility for dividing the nectar among you. The chiefs of the demons were not very expert in deciding things. Upon hearing the sweet words of Mohini Murti, they immediately assented, "Yes, what you have said is all right." Thus the demons agreed to accept her decision. The demigods and demons then observed a fast. After bathing, they offered clarified butter and oblations into the fire and gave charity to the cows and Brahmins and the members of the other orders of society, namely Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, who were all rewarded as they deserved. Thereafter, the demigods and demons performed ritualistic ceremonies under the directions of the Brahmanas. Then they dressed themselves with new garments according to their own choice, decorated their bodies with ornaments, and sat facing east on seats made of kusha grass. O King, as the demigods and demons sat facing east in an arena fully decorated with flower garlands and lamps and fragrant with the smoke of incense, that woman, dressed in a most beautiful sari, her ankle bells tinkling, entered the arena, walking very slowly because of her big low hips. Her eyes were restless due to youthful pride. Her breasts were like water jugs. Her thighs resembled the trunks of elephants, and she carried a water pot in her hand. Her attractive nose and cheeks and ears, adorned with golden earrings, made her face very beautiful. As she moved, the sari's border on her breast moved slightly aside. When the demigods and demons saw these beautiful features of Mohini Murti, who was glancing at them and slightly smiling, they were all completely enchanted. By nature, demons are crooked like snakes. Therefore, to distribute a share of nectar to them was not at all feasible, since this would be as dangerous as supplying milk to a snake. Considering this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, who never falls down, did not deliver a share of nectar to the demons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mohini Murti, the Master of the Universe, arranged separate lines of sitting places and seated the demigods and demons according to their positions. Taking the container of nectar in her hands, she first approached the demons, satisfied them with sweet words, and then cheated them of their share of the nectar. Then she administered the nectar to the demigods, who were sitting at a distant place, to make them free from the invalidity of old age and death. O King Parikshit, since the demons had promised to accept whatever the woman did, whether just or unjust, now, to keep this promise, to show their equilibrium, And to save themselves from fighting with a woman, the demons remained silent. The demons had developed an affection for Mohini Murti and a kind of faith in her, and they were afraid of disturbing their relationship. Therefore, they showed respect and honor to her words and did not say anything that might disturb their friendship with her. Then Rahu, the demon who causes eclipses of the sun and moon, covered himself with the dress of a demigod and then entered the assembly of the demigods and drank nectar without being detected by anyone, even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The moon and the sun, however, because of permanent animosity toward Rahu, understood the situation. Thus, Rahu was detected. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, using his disc, which was sharp like a razor, at once cut off Rahu's head. When Rahu's head was severed from his body, the body, being untouched by the nectar, could not survive. Rahu's head, however, having been touched by the nectar, became immortal. And thus Lord Brahma accepted Rahu's head as one of the planets. Since Rahu is an eternal enemy of the moon and sun, Rahu always tries to attack them on the nights of the full moon and dark moon. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best friend and well-wisher of the three worlds. Thus, when the demigods had almost finished drinking the nectar, the Lord, in the presence of all the demons, disclosed his original form. Shukadeva Goswami concluded, "The place, the time, the cause, the purpose, the activity, and the ambition were all the same for both the demigods and demons. But the demigods achieved one result and the demons another. Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, they could very easily drink the nectar and get its result. The demons, however, not having sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the result they desired. O King Parikshit, in human society, there are various activities performed for the protection of one's wealth and life by one's words, mind, and actions. But they are all performed for one's own personal or extended sense gratification, all with reference to the body. All these activities are baffled because of being separate from devotional service. But when the same activities are performed for the satisfaction of the Lord, the beneficial results are distributed to everyone, just as water poured on the root of a tree is distributed throughout the entire tree." So today is Mohini Ekadasi. So I wanted to read that excerpt from Srimad Bhagavatam. The background story was the churning of the ocean of milk. The demigods, headed by Indra, had offended Durvasa Muni. So the demigods became weak and the demons became strong, because the demons did not offend their guru, Shukracharya, so they got his blessings. So the demigods were worried. So they went to Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu told them, "You're weak now because of the offense to Durvasa Muni. If you try to fight the demons, you're going to lose. Make a truce. Make a truce and churn the ocean of milk. And if you churn the ocean of milk, then out from that ocean of milk will come the elixir of immortality. But Lord Vishnu warned them, before the elixir of immortality comes, many other things are going to be produced. Don't be greedy. Stay focused. You will get the nectar. So the first thing that produced was halahala, the poison, which Lord Shiva shrunk into his palm and drank and held it in his throat. And then many other things were produced. And at last, there was Dhanvantari, incarnation of Krishna, and he had the jug. But the demons immediately snatched it. And the demigods were all bewildered. Lord Vishnu said, don't worry. So then Lord Vishnu took this form of Mohini Murti and tricked the demigod, the demons. He told the demons, I'm going to give you the nectar, but we should be fair. We'll give the demigods just a little taste. I'm going to give you all the nectar, but let's just give the demigods a little bit. But she was cheating because she was giving all the nectar to the demigods. And that's why Rahu figured it out. Hey, we're not going to get anything. So that's why Rahu disguised himself and sat between the sun and the moon. And it's explained that Mohini Murti wanted to demonstrate the effects of the nectar. So that's why Mohini Murti allowed Rahu to taste it, but just as he was about to swallow, cut off his head. So the body died, but the head remained alive. Now we will begin our Bhagavad Gita class. Today's Bhagavad Gita class is chapter 15, verse 15. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunjabi Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vannachari. Yamuna Tira Vannachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa.